and articulate that better than anybody else that's in society promoting agriculture. Because you have to also, to articulate what it is, you have to be able to articulate what it was, right? And having watched that over the span of some hundred years, I think that's partly our challenge, is that we have a society that looks at us in this industry of one dimension, and it's anything but that. So we've got to really be engaged in thinking about what is agriculture, what do we want agriculture to be, and I think particularly in a presidential season, what do we want agriculture to look like in the years to come? And that's not simply about what a farm bill looks like, right? This is about what immigration policy looks like. This is about what the infrastructure of rural America looks like. It is a discussion about what we do with the 40 million people who are at risk of hunger in America, right? 40 to 45 million people. But yet we claim in the same breath to have all of this capacity for production. And that is an issue that for those of us who are in ag and been around this for years, is that the answer is found in connecting those who produce with those who consume. Right? This isn't a government program discussion. This is about how do we take the capacity, all that we know to be a part of agricultural production, and connect them. And said many times over, you cannot have a charitable food system without a food system that's charitable. You can't do it, right? So that is an issue, I think, publicly, from a public policy standpoint. And most important, I think, just because it cuts across every region of the country, is the issue of the human capital. And I've looked at that partly through as a former secretary and going to an academic institution, and you realize there that you are now sort of translating as a former secretary. You're translating for the moms and dads and all the 16, 17, 18-year-olds. What is it that this industry of agriculture has to offer, right? Why should I invest my money and time in a career in agriculture? So it's both a definitional issue of agriculture, it's a definitional issue of education, but it really forced me to think about what it is that we do. And we're very good at talking about what we do to ourselves, right? The challenge is, how do I tell somebody that is not maybe as informed, but we see the qualities, the competencies, all those things we want to have in those employees or that future producer. How do we translate this? So this human capital question is one that I would say for public debate we should talk about. And it's not about just immigration. The spectrum of human capital, there is a piece called immigration. We need to fix it, right? But I'm also as worried about those who are stepping in as the next producer, right? The next scientist, the next teacher, the next truck driver, the next batch maker, right? All of those are positions now that we need to talk about publicly. Why is this a place that offers meaningful employment to someone in their early years about where do they put their both their time and energy and careers? Agriculture offers that, right? It offers that. And we also understand that human capital shortages become economic development problems. And that is look around the country. We've got to get folks employed. We've got to address the issues of poverty. You have to address the issues of access to food from a charitable standpoint, but also how do we bring agriculture into these urban centers. There's tremendous opportunity. As I would say to the students that bailed out, there was a place that I was going to spend my career for the next 40 years. It would be at the very intersection of health, of the environment, of food, those things that are primary to our existence, and offer great opportunity, right? And that is what we know to be agriculture. And look forward to the conversation over the next couple of months. Really want, though, the conversation about rural America, what rural America needs, what agriculture needs to be a conversation decoupled from that of what the farm bill looks like, right? It's one of those sort of disservices that we do, that we box everything in for a nice five-year conversation and miss that everything in between is what is really the farm bill wants for our industry and our work. So I won't go on just to say thank you for society, history, and really grateful that we are here ask that you're being part of agriculture, the share of society, interested in also the larger societies that use agriculture being part of the conversation of the coming months and years.